The contaminant PFOA has contaminated drinking water in southern New Hampshire. It's also found in water supplies around the world. And although U.S. companies, including Saint-Gobain and Merrimack, phased the chemical out of production completely last year, the compounds they used to replace it may be toxic, too. From the New England News Collaborative in New Hampshire Public Radio, Emily Corwin has this report.
If you're thirsty or need to boil pasta, or even if you want to feed the kids pet ladybugs here at Tracy Carl's house in Merrimack, New Hampshire, you'd better use bottled water.
These are 5 gallons. We go through 5 gallons or 4 gallons, depending on the brand we buy.
That's every 3 days for Tracy Carl's family of eight.
We do sometimes drink out of the filtered water from the fridge, which I still don't trust completely.
The Carl's water comes from wells that contain C8s, a family of toxic chemicals used until recently at a plastics plant nearby. The specific C8 chemical in this case is called PFOA. Anyway, studies funded by a 2005 lawsuit settlement with chemical maker DuPont have shown these chemicals may cause problems like high cholesterol, kidney cancer, and thyroid disease. The good news is American companies aren't using them anymore, including Saint-Gobain, a $50 billion plastics company with a plant 2.5 miles from Tracy Carl's house. Like I said, that's the good news. The bad news is we know even less about the chemical substitutes which replace the C8s. Inside Saint-Gobain's Merrimack plastics plant, enormous looms weave fabric from giant spools of glass thread. Tom Kniske takes me around. He's the CEO of Saint-Gobain's plastics division.
We did the Dallas Cowboys Stadium roof, the Denver Airport roof.
These fabrics are also used for hazmat suits and military tents. They're incredibly slippery and impervious even to biological warfare. Deeper into the plant, I see 25 square foot tubs of something that looks like paint. It's called PTFE. This is the coating that gives the fabric that frictionless, repels everything quality. It's the same stuff used on nonstick cookware. Up until 2015, that coating contained C8s. That's when U.S. companies voluntarily stopped using the chemical, including Saint-Gobain. So what exactly is in this stuff? I ask Kniske.
That's confidential between the suppliers.
This is common. More than 20% of all chemicals known to the EPA have confidential names and formulas, including, evidently, this one. But despite that confidentiality agreement, Saint-Gobain has told New Hampshire's environmental regulator what kind of chemical the replacement is.
It was replaced with the C6 compound.
This is Mike Fitzgerald. He specializes in air quality for the state. He says the C8 chemicals, which are fluorocarbons with 8 carbons, have been replaced with C6s, fluorocarbons with 6 carbons.
You're satisfied that the replacement chemical is safe?
Well, certainly to the extent that we know. We're certainly relying on EPA to ensure that
they've all been approved by the EPA.
That's Tom Kniske again from Saint-Gobain. But approved isn't the right word here. While many of the replacements have been inventoried by EPA, chemicals don't have to pass any particular safety measures to make it onto that list. For that, you can blame Congress. They wrote the law that governs EPA's chemical rules. It hasn't been updated in 40 years. But are these replacement chemicals regulated?
They were rigorously studied. They're regulated materials, unlike what PFOA was.
Also, not quite right. Rather, the EPA has allowed businesses to use C6s while companies do their own testing on things like how the chemicals degrade over time and whether they're toxic. Saint-Gobain and other companies seem confident in their safety. But in the meantime, the EPA tells us by email it is still reviewing the C6s, and it considers them to be, quote, capable of producing reproductive, developmental, and systemic effects in laboratory tests.
What we really don't know is what kinds of damage they do and at which levels.
Philip Grandjean is at the forefront of research on both C8s and their replacements at Harvard University. And for the most part, he says, we don't know much about the original contaminants, and we know even less about the replacements.
The best advice I can give is let's treat them as if they have similar toxic properties as C8. That's the best I can say at this point.
Back in Merrimack, Tracy Carl tells me industry oversight is not working.
They always ask for forgiveness after the fact rather than do the research first.
She says she's worried the whole C8 water crisis will just become a C6 water crisis next year. For New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin in New Hampshire.